ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hollywood comes to the Vatican this weekend as Pope Leo hosts actors, actresses, directors, and producers, including Australian Cate Blanchett. The Vatican correspondent for Reuters, Joshua McElwee, will be very close to the red carpet. Josh, welcome. Who's coming?
It's really quite interesting. The Vatican has told us that Pope Leo will meet this weekend with about 30 Hollywood stars and directors, including Oscar winners Cate Blanchett, actors Chris Pine and Adam Scott, and famous directors such as Spike Lee, George Miller, and Gus Van Sant. It should be a very interesting time. The Pope will have an opportunity to meet these people. They'll come into the Vatican, into the Apostolic Palace at the Vatican. Presumably, the Pope will give them a speech of some sort, talking about their work and what it means to the world.
Yeah, why is this happening now?
The Vatican told us that Pope Leo wanted to deepen dialogue with people involved in cinema, to explore kind of what artistic creativity can do in terms of promoting human values. It's coming during the Church's ongoing Holy Year. This is a special year for Catholics who are coming to Rome as pilgrims to walk through four special holy doors. And the Vatican is doing all sorts of initiatives during this year for different groups, basically every group you could think of. It's also interesting that Pope Francis, who passed away in April, had been set to go to Cinecittà, which is one of the major film studios in Rome. It's where many films of, especially the 40s, 50s, and 60s were filmed. Many of the spaghetti westerns, which your listeners might be familiar with, were filmed. Francis had been set to make that set visit and was expected then to meet, you know, Italian film stars probably, but it was the weekend that he went to hospital for the first time and was quite sick. It had to be canceled. So it seems like the Vatican is designed to kind of profit from having a new pope who's a little bit more younger, a little bit more familiar with U.S. cinema, and thought, why not bring these stars to the Vatican and give them a chance to meet the pope in person?
Yeah, although Pope Francis, I mean, he was a rock star himself. I mean, I think he had tens of millions of followers on Twitter. But he didn't miss out, as I recall, Josh, on his own chance to rub shoulders with celebrities, did he? I mean, who did Pope Francis welcome to the Vatican among that set?
It's funny, actually. About a year ago in summer of 2024, Francis invited comedians, about 100 comedians from across the world, stand-up comedians, television comedians, film comedians, including three of the U.S. Late-night talk show hosts, some of the famous names, including Conan O'Brien, Stephen Colbert, and Jimmy Fallon, who came to Rome for this audience. They all kind of talked about it later on their own podcasts or their own shows, about what it meant that the Pope had brought them in. And he basically exhorted them, you know, that comedy is important in people's lives. It's very important to help people laugh, to get through their day, but also ask them not to be deprecating or to put anyone down. So a kind of papal admonition not to be too harsh in your comedy.
Not even with their president, I suspect. It's funny because, I mean, Stephen Colbert, even though he's a noted liberal, was very serious about his Catholic faith. So in Colbert's case, you could understand Pope Francis really having some common ground.
Exactly. And it's interesting how among the Hollywood set, Catholicism is a thing. You know, there are stars who are Catholic. You mentioned Stephen Colbert. Conan O'Brien also is a Catholic who was raised Catholic. I think he had 8 or 9 children in his family. He talks about his faith often on his podcast. You can see Francis and now Leo trying to build bridges, as a pope does, with odd bedfellows and people you wouldn't expect the pope to try to court in terms of promoting Christian or Catholic values or just promoting, you know, how to be a good person in a very complicated society.
And just as an aside, we do know from Philip Shannon's recent book that the papal nuncio, and that is the Vatican ambassador to Paris in the 1950s, the man who later became John the 23rd, certainly enjoyed champagne, a cigarette, and the company of lots of Paris actors and chanteuses. So, you know, the Hollywood and the celebrity set is not completely alien to popes.
It's interesting. Leo is the first pope from the U.S., but he's kind of the opposite of what some people might think of as an American. He's very reserved, very quiet, an introverted personality. So not quite that John the 23rd figure.
What does, and this I found really interesting, the release of the list of Pope Leo's favorite movies tell us? What were the favorite movies, by the way?
The Vatican told us that four of the Pope's favorite films, I think many will be familiar with them, It's a Wonderful Life from 1946, The Sound of Music from 1965, Ordinary People from 1980, and Life is Beautiful from 1997. What I find a little interesting is, you know, Leo is the first U.S. Pope. The Vatican has been very careful, you know, in framing him in such a way because he's the leader of the global Catholic Church. He's not only an American. But three of these films are kind of standards of American cinema. Ordinary People from 1980, directed by Robert Redford, is a very interesting choice. It's basically about the difficulty of family life, how complicated and strange things can get. And it's kind of interesting that they would highlight that as one of the Pope's favorite movies. And then, of course, Life is Beautiful, about the difficulty of the war, what it was like to be a Jew during the Holocaust, unbelievable suffering and trauma. And so we see here a real gamut of interest from the Pope and some of the standards of American cinema, but also reaching out to Italian cinema.
Yeah, Life is Beautiful, also set in Rome, the one non-English-speaking movie on his list. I wasn't surprised, though, that he tipped his hat to that Rodgers and Hammerstein masterpiece. The Sound of Music is about a nun, isn't it? Although I'm not sure the Vatican likes nuns who leave to get married, but she never quite took her final vows, Sister Maria.
It's also interesting. That's a movie about, I think, fundamentally a decent man in a very difficult time who chooses to stand up against the Nazis and against fighting totalitarianism. And it's quite interesting that this is on the Pope's list and it's something that he identifies with.
Joshua McElwee, he's the Vatican correspondent for Reuters. Thanks for coming back to the program.
Yeah, it was great to be with you.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.